Track 6. Page 9. EGE Listening Task 1.
Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. I've had friends who... Well, you know how it is. You say something about their clothes or something, and they get upset about it. I usually fall out with friends who are like that because, well, what's the point of having friends who don't understand you when you're having a laugh? I don't annoy people on purpose. I just say what I want to. Some people are just too sensitive, that's all. Speaker B.
Some of my friends are always complaining about their teachers, saying they're this or they're that. Well, my older brother gave me some advice once. He said that you can't use your teacher's personality as an excuse for you not doing well in your studies. You have to make things work for you. And that's the way I think about it. It makes good sense to me.
Speaker C.
I've read about people who spend all their time with friends, but that's not the way it works where I come from. We think it's important to look after our parents and older relatives. I often say no to going out because I've planned to visit my grandmother. None of my friends get upset about it. And I wouldn't get upset if a friend said something like that to me. It's just the way it is.
Speaker D.
I know people my age often want to be friends with kids who are cool and who dress in the latest fashions. I suppose it's important in a way, but it's what's underneath that really matters. I don't mind what my friends look like, just as long as they're good people. Most of my friends are kind, thoughtful, and helpful, and I think that's what counts, not what they look like.
Speaker E.
For me, friendship is about give and take. I can think of plenty of times when friends have helped me in one way or another, and I'm sure they know that I'd do the same for them. Sometimes you don't even have to do anything because just being there, even if only to listen, is enough. And you should never expect anything in return for the things you do. That's not real friendship.
Speaker F.
As we get older, we listen to our friends more than we listen to our parents. That's normal, but we shouldn't forget that it's our family who know us best. That means that sometimes they're in the best position to help us. Also, there are some difficult times in life when we really need advice from experienced people. I'm 17, and so are most of my friends. We haven't really got enough experience of life yet.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Speaker A. I've had friends who... Well, you know how it is. You say something about their clothes or something, and they get upset about it. I usually fall out with friends who are like that because, well, what's the point of having friends who don't understand you when you're having a laugh? I don't annoy people on purpose. I just say what I want to. Some people are just too sensitive, that's all. Speaker B.
Some of my friends are always complaining about their teachers, saying they're this or they're that. Well, my older brother gave me some advice once. He said that you can't use your teacher's personality as an excuse for you not doing well in your studies. You have to make things work for you. And that's the way I think about it. It makes good sense to me.
Speaker C.
I've read about people who spend all their time with friends, but that's not the way it works where I come from. We think it's important to look after our parents and older relatives. I often say no to going out because I've planned to visit my grandmother. None of my friends get upset about it. And I wouldn't get upset if a friend said something like that to me. It's just the way it is.
Speaker D.
I know people my age often want to be friends with kids who are cool and who dress in the latest fashions. I suppose it's important in a way, but it's what's underneath that really matters. I don't mind what my friends look like, just as long as they're good people. Most of my friends are kind, thoughtful, and helpful, and I think that's what counts, not what they look like.
Speaker E.
For me, friendship is about give and take. I can think of plenty of times when friends have helped me in one way or another, and I'm sure they know that I'd do the same for them. Sometimes you don't even have to do anything because just being there, even if only to listen, is enough. And you should never expect anything in return for the things you do. That's not real friendship.
Speaker F.
As we get older, we listen to our friends more than we listen to our parents. That's normal, but we shouldn't forget that it's our family who know us best. That means that sometimes they're in the best position to help us. Also, there are some difficult times in life when we really need advice from experienced people. I'm 17, and so are most of my friends. We haven't really got enough experience of life yet.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.